you know, it's a...
Well, let's talk about the God thing. Right. I mean, you know, obviously you're an atheist, you know, you don't believe in God. And, you know, there are certain things. I mean, do you believe in science?
Yes, okay. Yes, I believe in science.
Awesome.
Well-versed in science.
Okay.
I try to keep up with the study.
Awesome. So you believe in, like, the first and second law of thermodynamics? You believe in
science? What I know of it, yeah.
So you would agree with me that matter cannot be created or destroyed?
Oh, yeah. I am 100% with you on that. I do believe that, you know, science has proven that matter can't be destroyed. It can't be created.
Now, I'm not trying to back you in a corner here, but let me ask you this. Steve Hawking said, because, and I quote him, you know, it's word for word, he says, because there are laws, such as gravity, the universe can and will create itself from nothing. So that statement... you'd probably agree that it violates the first law of physics, and all scientists agree that at one point there was nothing. So if at one point there was nothing, wouldn't something that's outside of matter have to bring matter into being? What's your response to that?
My response is I don't know.
Are you sure that you're not sure about it?
I
feel like that's a logical fallacy.
Yeah, too.
That's where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
So to say, well, I don't know, or I'm not sure, are you sure that you're not sure? Because here's the thing. From the scientific standpoint, I don't believe atheism is scientific at all. In fact, I believe that it goes directly against the first law and second law of physics. You know, something who gave the laws? You know, we have to ask these questions. You know, the sun is burning down. You know, so things that are in order are now going towards disorder, but there was order at the beginning. You know, the sun's burning down, the moon is getting further away, the earth is slowing down. Who gave the laws? Who wound things up? If ordered things go towards disorder, why is there order?
And that is something that, you know, I acknowledge that there's a possibility of some kind of mind controlling nature.